Philadelphia has dozens of different government agencies. There's the police department, parks and recreation, the fire department, the school district, and more. But only one has its own gift shop. Jim Saxa of WHYY's Plan Philly offers this story about SEPTAs, trolleys, and trains, and the people who love them.
If you can slap a SEPTA logo on it, Peg McGuire probably sells it.
Sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, bags, magnets, keychains.
McGuire is the store manager of SEPTA's gift shop, located on the first floor of the transit agency's offices in Center City.
Train sets, train displays, books. The books are huge.
This year's hot item?
Believe it or not, this is our most popular one, the fanny pack. It's come back. We refer to it as the waste pack.
McGuire says about half the customers are SEPTA employees, people who take pride in their job and want to show off where they work. The other half, rail fans. That's the name for people who are just really into trains.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be model trains that they're into. Their hobby is transportation. Their hobby is going out and riding the buses, or riding the trains, riding the subway, riding the L.
Recently, I tagged along with some guys who do just that every year on the Saturday before the Super Bowl.
All right, folks, welcome aboard. This is our 25th, yes, 25th Super Saturday Streetcar Special.
That's Steve Barry, editor of Railfan and Railroad Magazine. Barry helps organize his trip every year, where he and other rail fans rent out a SEPTA trolley for a day. This isn't one of those trolley-turned-bus things you see wedding parties sometimes use. This is an actual SEPTA trolley, driven by an actual SEPTA employee. The cost? $840 for the first 2 hours, and $230 per hour after that. On this trolley are about 30 guys, mostly older, we're talking 50s, 60s, and above, plus one indulgent wife. And they don't just want to ride the train, they want to document the experience.
All right, folks, photo stop!
At designated stops, they get off the trolley to take pictures of the trolley. These guys have serious cameras, the stuff pros use. Heck, one guy even has a drone. I'm the only schmuck there using his iPhone.
I'll shoot anything that moves on rails.
Mike Burkhart is a regular on these charters. I ask him the question I'm asking everyone on this trip. What's up with you and trains?
And I get that all the time, and I don't. And I think you will find that if you talk to any of the guys on here, that they're probably going to have the same answer. That they're not really sure. Maybe it's something in childhood. Maybe it's just mechanics of it, or the bigness of it, or, you know, fascination. Everybody needs a hobby, right? So this is ours.
Burkhart's right. I talked to dozens of rail fans, and they all said the same thing. They just like trains. They don't know why or how it ever really began, other than early, when they were kids. The rail fans aren't alone in not really understanding why they fan on rails. Academics are equally stumped. There hasn't been much research on why people take up a hobby, let alone why they pick one over another. But one theory suggests that our self-esteem depends on acceptance from others. And when someone shares the same obscure interests as you, the one the other kids might have mocked you for, that creates a deep bond, not just with the person, but the hobby itself. That's what happened to Dave Warner, who points out his old friend sitting just a few seats away.
Bob Bitzer, who is wearing the red hat, we've known each other since 1970, since I joined the chapter.
Wow.
So I was a teenager then, and here it is.
I mean,
50 years later.
So what keeps them coming back? Here's Burkhart again.
The thing with this hobby is that it's never complete. There's always something else to go do. There's always something new. Always a new railroad, a new paint job, a new steam engine that comes online that might not have been around for years.
At a trolley loop next to the Mount Moriah Cemetery, all the guys gather for a group photo next to their trusty old streetcar. And while they get a shot together every year, this one's different. This is the first year the photo's been taken by a drone. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.